From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. The speculation surrounding whether former Utah Governor John Huntsman Jr. will run for president in 2012 is about to turn into something more concrete. That's because Saturday is Huntsman's final day on the job as U.S. Ambassador to China, which will free him up to announce his political plans. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from Washington, D.C. Thomas, good to talk to you as always.
You as well. Hi, Jeff.
Thomas, you've been digging into this topic for an upcoming piece in the Tribune on Sunday. What have you found out so far about what could be Huntsman's immediate plans?
Well, the first thing I think is maybe to unpack. He's been in Beijing for a couple years, but he's got a really big decision, probably one of the biggest decisions of his life to make here on whether he actually wants to run for president. So that's not something you take lightly. It's something where I assume he's going to come back and meet with family, meet with friends, meet with some advisors. Go through the rigmarole of deciding whether you really want to plunge into this big run, wild ride that is White House campaign. He's talking about, do you really want to spend your next year in New Hampshire and South Carolina and Florida and Nevada and all those other states in between? And, I was talking to looked at Haley Barbour, who just decided not to run for president. And his decision was he just couldn't make the 10-year decision to run for president, which is, 2 years of campaigning. And if you win, then you got, hopefully 4 to 8 years in office. It's a big one.
And I guess he would have to decide in the meantime whether to live in Washington, D.C. or in Utah, right?
Yeah, and I don't think he's coming back to Utah. He did buy a nice big home here in Washington. The best bet is he's going to be hanging around Washington for the next little while, in between trips to New Hampshire and South Carolina.
So would he make the traditional move then of announcing that he's forming one of these so-called exploratory committees like Romney just did?
Yeah, some supporters of him I've talked to look like the plan would be if Huntsman decide to get in, maybe in June-ish, form some kind of exploratory committee, which kind of still allows him to, jet around the country and introduce himself, and then later on actually do the full plunge and the formal presidential campaign. But there really is no rush. He's got some time to introduce himself, and he doesn't have to do the exploratory committee next week.
Do you think Huntsman would come out swinging against the other potential Republican candidates, or is that not really his style?
Never really has been his style. In his previous campaigns, he's not been the guy who throws bombs at anyone.
Right.
And maybe he also, I think somebody called him, the potential adult in the race. He could be that candidate who tries to stay above those kind of politics and tries to shoot for the, I'm a nice guy. I don't need to, get in the gutter.
Still speaking of Huntsman, Thomas, at Saturday's White House Correspondents' Dinner, I understand you'll be sitting with somebody who's closely affiliated with him. Who's that?
Yeah, John Weaver, actually. John Weaver is McCain's campaign manager and top strategist in 2000 and then part of 2008 campaign. And he's our guest for the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, this is actually going to be a fascinating table. May just have to keep a microphone plugged in there. But our other guest is David Plouffe, who was the president, President Obama's campaign manager and now a senior advisor at the White House. Maybe we'll have to see those two guys together and see what the conversation turns into.
And finally, speaking of the presidential race, Thomas, I was disappointed to see a tweet from you that you will not be throwing your hat into the ring in 2012. That's very sad.
Yeah, unfortunately, I considered it for a little while, but then I realized I'm not old enough to actually run. So maybe in a few years.
I'm forming an exploratory committee for the 2020 race myself.
That sounds good. I'll start looking at your finances right now.
All right, very good. Turning to immigration, Thomas, Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff was in Washington earlier this week trying to drum up support for Utah's new approach to immigration reform, which includes a much criticized bill that several Republicans are calling amnesty. How much support is the AG getting from Utah's own elected officials there in Washington? Not much, it looks like.
Not much at all, actually. No one's officially endorsed it. They're not really even commenting on it much. I think the Utah delegation, all five members, Democratic Rep. Jim Mattson included, are not coming out for this. And right now they're all kind of focusing on we enforce the border and secure the border first before we get into anything else. It's interesting that no one's really, they're kind of shying away from doing this. And I guess we'll see. There's still some hope maybe that things will change. That's really different, though, than the White House, which seems interested in what's going on with the Utah Compact, and other congressional representatives are interested in that. But maybe it's just something the Utah reps and senators are not comfortable backing.
Finally, Thomas, one feature you have on Political Cornflakes that's very helpful is this list of where many of Utah's politicians will be every day, like Mayors Ralph Becker and Peter Caroon, Governor Herbert, and some of Utah's congressional delegation. But it looks like some congressmen are not so keen on releasing a public schedule. Is that right?
Yeah, that is true. We've been working on them. And before, actually, we started Political Cornflakes, the congressmen and senators have never really gave out their schedules before.
Right.
We've really been working with them to get Senator Hatch to give us a schedule, which he's been great at letting us know what he's up to. I'm working on the others. Congressman Matheson, I do believe maybe next week will start giving us his schedule. We're still working on Senator Lee. Not so much support there for giving us a schedule. But, you know, as I always argue, they do work for us. So therefore, we should be able to know what they're doing.
We've been speaking with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. Thomas, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jeff.